Did you see this pastor charged with housing homeless in church? Sparks fury. This was in Ohio. Who knew people got furious in Ohio? Thought they were beyond chill all the time. I guess this got them mad. This is what gets Ohioans mad. When homeless people aren't allowed to be put up in the church by the pastor. Some really nice people in Ohio. It's where my mom's from. I'm not bragging. But she is really nice. She is from Ohio, too. Church was next to a homeless shelter, so he was like, fuck it, the homeless shelter is full, let's just let them stay in the church. Like, what does anyone even do in a church for 6 of the 7 days a week? Isn't that shit just empty all week until Sunday? What goes on in a church during the week? It's time we investigate that. We should have some more anti-Christian conspiracy theories, I think. Balance out the anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. What are they doing in that church? Providing shelter to homeless people in freezing temperatures. Seems a little sus. Apparently it's a zoning violation. A violation of zoning rules. Because the church doesn't have bedrooms. It's not allowed to be used as shelter, I guess, because it doesn't have bedrooms. What if your house doesn't have bedrooms? What if you make a house with just a living room? What if you live in a studio apartment with no bedrooms? Does that qualify as a shelter? What if you're sleeping in the church? Doesn't not then become your bedroom? Is the church not then a bedroom? How about that? Meanwhile, in New York, there was a New York City decision to move migrants from tent shelters to a school. Amid a storm. And that also, what did I say, created fury, drew fury, sparked fury. That also sparked fury. Everybody's just furious, bottom line. You hear about that? All the students in the school were sent home so the school could be used as shelter for homeless people, for migrants. That's the new word for immigrants. Catch up. And the migrants were moved from the tent shelter to the school. I guess this school must have bedrooms. I don't know what the zoning laws are. I guess when the government tells you to do something, it's okay. But when a pastor tells you to do something, not so much. Nearly 2,000 asylum seekers... Oh, also asylum seekers. All right, that's a term also. Illegal immigrants is out. Don't say that. I think that's what I'm saying. Don't say illegal immigrants. Do not say that word. Those words. Don't say them. Not next to each other, at least. We're talking about migrant asylum seekers. They're migrant asylum seekers. You dumbass. You racist dumbass. Nearly 2,000 asylum seekers were bused to a Brooklyn high school to ride out the storm, drawing complaints from some parents, politicians, and immigration advocates. legal immigration advocates, that is. So I don't know what the difference between this school in New York and the church in Ohio is. Sounds like the church in Ohio just got tangled in a web of legal bullshit. And New York treats asylum-seeking migrants like royalty. Like they're more important than New York City high schoolers. Those lucky-ass kids missed like a week of school for this. I'm jealous. Maybe the high schoolers can go have class in a church. I'm just trying to figure this shit out. Would that be allowed with zoning laws? Do they have classrooms in churches? Because if the asylum-seeking migrants are going to be sleeping in the classrooms, then we should have learning take place in the church. No, we should have class in Mexico. We should be sending the high schoolers on a foreign exchange. But it's, we already have the exchange students here. They're in the high school already. But the high schoolers are going to Mexico now. That's a great solution. A migrant exchange program. I went to Costa Rica in middle school. We went ziplining. And we learned Spanish. That's what all these high schoolers should be doing while the migrants are in their school. Come on, folks. Let's get the tour together. Fuck it. They could even go to Costa Rica if they want to go to Costa Rica. Just get the fuck out of the school. It's for the migrants now. And God forbid a church. I'm all for putting the asylum seekers in the high school. I'm just wondering why we aren't also putting the asylum seekers in the church. Why is the government charging this pastor for doing that? Seems like they should want to help him do it. They should say, good idea. Let me help you there. Let me help you with that exit. Safety, etc. The Ohioans are seeking asylum too, for God's sake. What about the Ohioans? Ohioans. The Ohioans. Man, what the fuck? The Ohio people, bro. That's my mom's people. My mom is a Ohioan. Alright, enough talking about the Midwest. Let's go to the Middle East.
No, don't do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Why not? It's good news. Hamas is getting killed in Khan Yunis. Let's fucking go. That's what you need to know. Hamas is getting killed in Khan Yunis. That is what is happening. And where? Fuck yeah. The IDF also killed 4 Iranian military advisors in Damascus, Syria. Their dumb asses kissed their asses. Something like that. You can kiss their dumb asses goodbye in Damascus. Fuck yeah. Iran's got it coming, man. They don't want it. They don't really want it. They're acting like they want it, though. Iran, y'all should stop, man. I know you're listening to this podcast. Yeah, Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, I'm talking to you, bro. Specifically to you, Ali. Ali, bro. Khamenei, come on. Come on, Khamenei. Khamenei. Why you gotta put your Iranian minions on every fucking border of Israel? Hezbollah is about to get fucked up. Blown out of the water. Man, Lebanon's gonna get fucked up because of Hezbollah. Because of all their Hezbollah shit. Because they haven't knocked off the Hezbollah shit. Israelis in the north keep having to evacuate. Two have been, like, murdered in their home by a rocket. Chill with the Hezbollah shit before Lebanon gets Gaza'd. Some Israeli spokesperson said he could copy and paste Gaza onto Lebanon. Nobody wants that. Please, let's not do that. Let's not. Can we not? Has bullshit. Can we not? Can we cut it out? Please. Israel doesn't want that. You know Lebanon doesn't want that. Hezbollah doesn't want that because they would die. Yeah, maybe they would think they'd be martyred or something. Maybe they would like it, but can we not? Netanyahu has now said publicly that he is opposed to a Palestinian state. No shit. Israel is opposed to a Palestinian state now. They had been open to it for 75 years, and Palestine had not. Palestine is opposed to an Israeli state. Palestine doesn't want an Israeli state so bad. They showed us on October 7th what they're willing to do to destroy the Israeli state. They're really, 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 really opposed to the Israeli state. Hamas videotaped themselves opposing the Israeli state, and they posted the snuff film on X. So don't say Netanyahu is being rude when he says in a speech that he opposes a Palestinian state with a military and more power to continue their sole purpose of destroying the Israeli state. Fuck out of here. Free Palestine doesn't make any sense because Gaza was a sovereign territory since 2005. People should be saying, give Gaza statehood. And then it's not going to get it because they're run by an internationally recognized terrorist organization. So that would be fucking insane to grant them full statehood. They got to get their shit sorted out. The IDF is sorting their shit out for them. That's what you call destroy Hamas. Sort out the shit. Why is the U.S. acting like they run Israel? Why is Joe Biden acting like he's the Supreme Prime Minister of Israel? Fuck out of here, Supreme Leader Biden. In cities like San Francisco and Boston voting on a ceasefire in Gaza. What the fuck? Vote on your own bullshit. The IDF is gonna destroy Hamas, period. That's news from the Middle East that you can get. You can go ahead and listen to. You can sit down. You live in America, so you don't get to vote on the Israeli military operation. Sorry, guys. The people saying stop aid to Israel, a little bit smarter. Slightly higher IQ on those. Makes a little more sense. The U.S. is involved in that stage, which we should absolutely be supporting because the U.S. is 100% as much an enemy of Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, as Israel is. Israel is just closer. Israel is just within reach. So we should 100% be aiding Israel because Israel is aiding us. As my girl Nikki Haley says, it's never been that Israel needs America. It's always been that America needs Israel. If just helping Israel defend itself from terrorists isn't enough, if we need a selfish reason, there is one. Joe Biden finally just redesignated the Houthi rebels as a terrorist organization. God knows why he removed them from that when he took office. I think the White House says he did it because they weren't specifically doing terrorism at that exact moment. But then they started. And Joe woke up. Another big loser this week was Bernie Sanders, because he took this big stance against Israel, saying they were waging war against all the Palestinian people, which is completely not the case if you listen to the IDF briefings or Prime Minister Netanyahu's speeches. Their enemy is not the Palestinian people, but Hamas, the terror organization and infrastructure. Israel is allowing aid in. I believe they've turned the water back on, which I don't know why they are required to supply their enemy water during war, because Gaza is a sovereign territory which should be able to build their own plumbing system if they didn't destroy their water pipes to build rockets to destroy Israel with. Sure, there's a humanitarian crisis in Gaza, but to blame Israel and to put false words in their mouth, this shit is harmful, bro. Hamas has created the humanitarian crisis by not taking care of their people, only taking care of their weapons and military assets. When Hamas came to power, they destroyed all the farms that the Israelis had built in Gaza before they relocated, before the Jews were ethnically cleansed from Gaza in 2005. So, yep, now we know, when you don't supply your people with food and water, and then you start a war with a neighboring country, that's a recipe for humanitarian crisis. Now we know. Hopefully Hamas learns. Interestingly, I don't think they would do anything differently. And I think they would continue. I think they want to continue the war. To the death. Like it says on their fucking headbands. It says it on the headbands. You gotta do it. They can't go reprint those now. It's too late. They're in hiding underground. They've lost contact with Teespring and Qatar, with Custom Inc. Custom Inc. is no longer answering their phone calls because Yahya Sinwar's bank account got cut off by the EU. The only contacts they have now are the hostages they've taken, the over 100 international hostages. Hopefully they speak your language. Bernie Sanders wants to make sure Israel is fighting ethically. Hamas put a soldier's head up for sale. They decapitated an IDF soldier and put his head up for sale. Do you want them treated ethically? Or do you want them killed in the most fucking brutal way possible? I think, personally, number two. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Fishbowl. If you want to write into the show, you're welcome to. And your comments or questions may just be read live on the show. Or I may say this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard and can never see the light of day. Email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Peace. For everything LOL Comedy Club, check out comedyclublol.com.